Ham has got the observation deck, and it's brought to you by All Pro Foundation Repair. It's Hylock George Eye Care. Ham.
Mr. DJ, what is the one thing, if you could pinpoint on Monty, that makes us better than him?
The fact that we both have two legs and he just has one.
He's in a wheelchair.
Correct.
Thank you.
The stump. He's funnier than us.
Smarter than us.
Smarter than us.
Handsomer.
Better takes than us. He's like if you had Bob and mashed him with Gordo.
Go on.
Right.
Monty.
Right there.
Subtract.
A leg.
Minus a leg.
Right.
It's the stump. Could that be no longer the case? According to molecular biologist James Monahan of Northwestern University, he believes that humans, or human beings, if you will, already know how to regrow a limb. The idea is since we already grew one once in the development stages when we were a baby, we should have the regenerative capabilities like a salamander or, like the nerds out there, Deadpool. In our beings, we should be able to regrow anything we want.
So embedded in me somewhere is the capability to have regenerative properties.
Correct.
Yeah, you're just weak. You just don't want it enough.
You don't want to manifest it enough.
Okay.
Which I don't believe, because I truly think that Monty has sat there and tried really hard to regrow that.
Oh, I've really concentrated.
And it hasn't worked.
I've seen him try.
Yeah. Like, it's like, yeah, when Gordon does man trying to have a period,
yeah.
I'm doing man tries to grow his leg back.
You're just permanently trying to give birth, and the baby just won't come out. Just keeps straining. Just,
no matter how hard I try.
If he's trying to give birth, that's the wrong way of regrowing a leg.
Well, I mean, I heard everything comes down to willpower. You know what I mean? Like, it's all about how much you want it. And no matter how much I sit there.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you want it that much, though.
Strain. Yeah, it's all in my mind, I guess.
His team at Northwestern University are studying animals that already can regrow lost body parts. So like salamanders and whatnot.
Well, and like, yeah, like lizards in their tails and stuff like that. Yeah.
So
what other animals regrow limbs?
Don't worms regrow themselves?
It's a stupid question.
Regrow themselves? Ham? So if I obliterate one.
I was asking you.
But no, isn't it like if you cut one in half, like it could regrow itself? Or is it two then?
I think it's
I'm
just
talking to idiots, I'm sorry.
No, good yeah, question. I'm asking us.
Boy, it takes one to know one, though.
At you least can't you even regrow your own leg.
That's true. But you're the one that's reading this story. You didn't look up what worms do?
Why would I look up worms?
Because you're talking about animals that can grow back body parts.
Says certain types of worms can regenerate body parts, and some can even regenerate an entirely new worm from a severed fragment.
Thank you.
It's a whole new worm.
Yeah, we should be learning from our worm overlords.
I don't want a whole new Monty to come out of my leg. I want it to still be me.
What if it's full size like a leg, but it's just a giant worm?
Ooh, yeah, you got worm leg now.
I got like a giant dune worm.
Yeah.
Sandworm coming out of my leg. I guess I'd take it. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that what if.
But yeah, they're studying the enzyme in those types of animals, which the human body also has that exact enzyme, like what is it? Yeah, chemical enzyme that's already present in our bodies. So we have the chemical technology in us already.
Technology and stuff.
This story,
to do
chemical
it.
Technology.
This story is having the opposite effect that this guy
Nailed
was hoping
it.
For. I think we're way further from regenerating limbs than he's making.
He was
to
pitching
be.
This to like the New England Journal of Medicine and trying to figure out how to get funding, not have you barely understand his science and talk about it on air.
I'm giving it the fail stamp.
I just want to figure out how to get Monty Shai Halud leg.
What? It's Dune ref, bro.
He's making a Dune reference.
Should we be against this, DJ?
To try to keep Monty down?
Yes.
Because then he could
would stop him at this point?
Well, he could just do the whole show by himself.
Exactly.
And then they just pay all of our money to him.
There'd be no need for us.
He doesn't need more money.
No. Wait, you guys think that we're a three-man show only because I need two people to make up for my missing leg?
Yes.
I think it's mostly, yeah, someone has to come and get you out of your truck and then help you back down.
I need a physical support staff.
We're mostly here, yeah, as just like your nurses.
But while you're here, if you want to turn your mic on.
If you have opinions on the Mavericks, then yeah. Pretty much, yeah, that's how I feel. So yes, maybe we should.
Agreed. I think I'm doing the right thing here by making this guy's research not work.
So like America is taking down nuclear facilities across the world, we need to sabotage the facilities like that are working on this.
Well, this guy's wanting to sabotage his own work. He needs to set you in front of all the VCs that would fund the project and let you stand up there with a PowerPoint and a laser pointer and try to explain exactly how this all works. Because so far, all I've heard is I just have to concentrate.
Yes.
We call it worm leg, folks. It's the future.
Worm leg?
Give us money.
I don't mean to get too technical on you here.
But it's exactly what it sounds like.
Elsewhere in the field of medicine, scientists have successfully beamed light through an entire human head, revolutionizing brain imaging. So scientists, through the power of light, have for the first time transmitted light through an entire human head to a level they could detect individual photons. So this technique can potentially monitor deep brain regions like the midbrain and cerebellum. Cerebellum.
Hey, guys.
Sir.
Hey, why don't you take this pistol, Sarah?
All right.
Say hi to it.
Which are currently unreachable with current technology. So they could be like, huh, my head feels weird. Beam of light. Pew! You have dementia.
Congratulations.
Yeah, or like we're getting a real elementary approach to this whole story.
You're underestimating our scientific acuity.
I have a splitting headache. Pew! Beam of light. Got a brain worm. Sorry.
Now worms are factored into this story, too?
Yeah.
It does feel like we're getting close to some cool stuff like that. I was reading an article not too long ago that like three different major companies are working on like brain implants, and it was going through how...
Man, I don't trust the brain implant.
How deep some of them are just like set on top.
On the surface.
Yeah, some are just barely under the... I don't know.
Like a Neuralink?
Yeah. Neuralink was one of them, and then there's several other companies that are trying to do essentially the same thing.
Like, I've seen one on the skull, so you don't have to have, like, major surgery to put it in there. But it's like, if you bump that thing on something, does that mean, like,
you're... What, do you put on, like, a Cerebro?
Yeah.
Just set it over your head?
Like Professor X. Going back to Deadpool and the X-Men.
Yeah.
But then there was one where they dig deep into your brain. Like, a couple...
And who are they trying that out on? Like, people that are... Veggies?
I don't know if...
Well, who are you trying it out on? I mean, you're not putting it on a person with a...
I think you probably volunteer.
Normal brain.
I think if you've got some sort of terminal brain illness or some sort of, you know, where you're a paraplegic or something...
Yeah, you can't regrow a leg or something.
Perhaps. You probably say, well...
I got nothing to lose.
I might as well contribute to the effort and maybe something good
Throw
happens
a Hail Mary.
Out of it. Yeah, I mean, why not?
But yeah, through these portable brain imaging devices, because it'll also reduce the equipment they need.
Ooh, so it's like pocket-sized.
Yeah, you can pull out like a little pocket-sized beam of light and check out if you had a stroke or not.
Well, I don't need to be self-diagnosing that. That should still be handled by the professionals.
I don't know. I think the way technology is going, you could do it yourself.
I'm not
going
to put that on my Swiss Army knife, your little photon cannon.
It is encouraging, though, when you read stories like this, because I think the prevailing thought online is that everyone is just a big dummy and all we do is just watch videos.
Boy, we're proving them wrong.
Yeah.
But there are actually people out there making the brain light beam stuff.
And worm leg.
And worms, they're working on regenerating limbs. There's actually people out there that are way smarter than
us. Yeah, but I'd like to see those guys really... Let you know how Brandon Williams can ignite the Mavs offense.
No, that's okay.
They can't.
That's
they can't
for us. Sports. That's
opinions.
For us.
Right. Like, could Josh Young become a perennial all-star at third base?
They'll never know.
Those eggheads can't tell
unless
you
unless we tell them.
They don't know what his injury history is.
Right.
We can tell you.
Well, yeah, there you have it. Advances in technology.
Well, I'll get on the whole thinking about my leg thing, and
you should do it during the break.
I haven't seen it grow at all since the show started.
Well, I think it's a slow thing.
We need to set up a camera so P1s could watch.
But by Friday,
the live stream of Monty trying to regrow his leg.
When they put a thing at the zoo where you can look at like little pelican eggs or something.
Oh, it's hatching.
Just a POV of my stump.
I think I saw it move. It just moved.
Boy, people would puke. Let's not subject him to that.